This Fortnite map once boasted the highest player count of every creative map, but now it is completely desolate, and along with it are 15 other collectively forgotten creative maps that see no players today, starting with the four Zone Wars LTM maps. Initially, Zone Wars is very primitive as Fortnite Creative didn't even launch with the option to create custom zones, so all maps just resorted to using that annoying orange death barrier that only moved in one direction. But in patch 10.0 released on August 1st, 2019, Epic finally added the option to create advanced zones that replicate those in the real game. This change caused Zone Wars to explode in popularity, leading Epic to bring it to the game as an official playlist in patch 10.4. The mode was initially released with 4 maps, all of which were iconic Zone Wars maps prior. The most recognizable and beloved of these maps is Desert Zone Wars, created by Yotape on June 9th, 2019. The map is made up of two similarly designed sections. The first, and smaller, the two sections is where players spawn. Each player was spawned under one of the various houses where their weapons would be. The spawns are inaccessible to other players, which was a really cool touch. The second and larger section of the map is the main PvP area, and if you want to be that piece of shit, I mean really smart player, you could stand on the edges of the map as well, giving you a vantage point over all other players. The map is remembered fondly by players and was easily the most popular of the four Zone Wars maps. Even today, the original map by Yotape is available, having gone through 37 renditions over the years. Unfortunately, it is a shell of its former self in terms of activity, hovering at around 100 average players every day. The copycat map made by Panville is slightly more popular, hovering at around 800 average players, but both are still a far cry from their late 2019 highs. The next of the four maps is Zone Wars Coliseum, created by Jezgran on August 2nd, 2019. As the name suggests, it took place in a Roman-style coliseum. The spawn area consisted of 16 stables, all very closely packed to each other, leading to some chaotic spawn fights. Fun fact about the map, but it was actually the very first Zone Wars map to ever use the new creative storm mechanics. Of the four maps, it was the smallest of them all, which often resulted in it having the fastest games, leading to lots of discourse online about how it was the weakest of the four maps. These days, the map is unfortunately defunct with its creator deleting all of his maps. The only remnants of the map nowadays are copycat maps, none of which are like the original, nor do they have any active players. The third Zone Wars map is Downhill River, created by Enigma on April 26, 2019. This map has a long history, dating back to the times when Zone Wars maps were still using the orange barrier. I'm sure many of you probably remember this exact lobby. Due to its popularity, it was a no-brainer to be added as an official map, often being referred to as just Enigma Zone Wars by the player base. The map took place in a pretty standard temperate environment on top of a hill, where players spawned in pre-made boxes. As the match progressed and the zone closed in, players were forced to move down the mountain into the river, hence the name Downhill River. As of today though, Enigma Zone Wars is entirely dead, as the creator has deleted all of its previous Zone Wars maps and just makes Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles slot maps now. The only thing that remains of Enigma Zone Wars these days are a couple of copycat maps, all of which see no player activity whatsoever. The final Zone Wars maps of the official ones is Vortex by Zeria Hero, created on August 4th, 2019. While Vortex was the least popular of the four, I'm sure many of you still recognize it. It was similar to Enigma Zone Wars in that it consisted of a high point adjacent to some low ground, but what made Vortex different was that the storm would sometimes move up the hill, creating for some hectic scenarios. Due to Vortex being the least popular of the four maps, though, there is no way to play it anymore. Zeria Hero has stopped updating it and has deleted all of his maps, and no copycat maps exist as of now. So, subscribe to my channel to pay your condolences, and with that, let's take a look at the various Edit Course maps from over the years, the most famous of which being Mongrel's Edit Course, created on December 22nd, 2018 by Mongrel and his creative team. To announce the launch of this map, Mongrel put up a 400-pound bounty as well as some team secret merch for the person who could get the fastest time before New Year's Day. This caused the map to explode in popularity, and every single streamer and pro player at the time was playing it. Some notable times include 4 minutes and 27 seconds from Ischarian, 3 minutes and 22 seconds from Tfue, no time at all from Symphony because he kept messing up and playing it off as if he was reading his chat.
And people were saying they got it in like 7:25, that's not correct, right?
And finally, 2 minutes and 42 seconds, which is where the record ultimately settled at once the week was up. It was a time tied by 3 players, Airwalks, Independency, and Kylix, but Kylix ultimately won out since he was the very first to achieve it. But even after the competition was over, players continued to push the time lower and lower, creating an official speedrun.com leaderboard for it. On January 28th, 2021, Brux became the first ever player to complete it in under 2 minutes, achieving a 1 minute and 59 second time. However, as of now, the record stands at 1 minute and 52 seconds, set by a French player named Snaz on February 11th, 2024. It is pretty funny to look back at this map, as at this time, it was hailed as the hardest practice map in all of Fortnite, just to see it getting blazed through by modern day editing gods, and with the new simple edit feature, it is quite hilarious to see how fast you can go through the map with it. Following Mongrel's edit course, there was the less popular but still competitive Slappy's edit course, released sometime in late December of 2018 by everyone's favorite Cheez-It Box mutilator Slappy. As of now, the record is held by the one and only Big Bobby AI, sitting at 1 minute and 53 seconds. But now for the big one, and the one that nearly every OG remembers, which is Scissor's Death Run, created by the one and only Scissor's on December 18th, 2018. Similar to Mongrel, Scissor's held a competition to see who could get the fastest time on his death run map in a 2-week span, with the winner getting $1,500. Due to Scissor's popularity as a creator, the map was an immediate hit and every streamer was playing it, making for some of the most memorable Fortnite clips of all time.
Yes! Oh, there's a trap there! Ah!
And I'm sure many of you remember that glider skip that allowed you to cheat all of level 5. When all is said and done, the winner was a player named Swezu, who finished with a time of 3 minutes and 17 seconds. Scissor's would later go on to make many more Deathrun maps, all of which are unfortunately defunct today. If there was one Deathrun map that could rival Scissor's map though, it was JDude's 100 level Deathrun, also known as Default Deathrun. This map was of course extremely popular on YouTube, but one aspect of it that often goes forgotten is that it was used as a qualifier map for the Creative World Cup, an event where a select few streamers assembled teams of qualified players from around the world to compete in creative maps at the World Cup. In order to qualify, you needed to perform well within a creator's respective qualifier map, and in the case of Default Deathrun, it was hosted by two Latin American creators named Achin and Danyan, with players Four Turtle and Stewart setting their own respective world record times in order to qualify for the LAN. The aforementioned Zone Wars mode wasn't the only creative map to be made into an official playlist though. On February 5th, 2020, Epic debuted the community-made Search and Destroy game mode as a creative LTM. It featured two maps, the first being Factory, created by Deco, which took place in an industrial zone. The second map was Cove, created by KK Slider, which took place in a sort of beachy island paradise. The mode came bundled with some cosmetic rewards, but the most memorable part of it was the tournaments that were held for it. In collaboration with Fortnite, many orgs had compete tab tournaments open to all. You and 5 others had 4 hours to play 15 games, and each win was 10 points. In the end, a few teams were able to go on undefeated runs. While this game mode was shortly forgotten about and is still dead today, it has since been turned into a new and improved playlist with the release of Fortnite Ballistic. But one map that wasn't so fortunate was FFA Boxfight in Zone Wars, created by Lawless Guy on January 20th, 2020. The map was very unique at the time, being one of the only that rotated between boxfights and Zone Wars each round, making it perfect for well-rounded practice. I'm sure many of my fellow competitive players have some fond memories playing fills on this map and hearing people rage after you kill them. These days, the map is pretty desolate, only seeing a few hundred players on average every day. A far cry from the numbers it once posted. Similarly, there is Fiber's 2v2 boxfight map created on September 29th, 2019. This was the one that started it all, the very first boxfight map in Fortnite history. It was commonly used for wagers by the most popular streamers, even ranking as the number one creative map in November of 2019. The map starkly declined once Panville released the Clix Boxfights map later on that year on December 1st, but just like Fiber's map, Clix Boxfights is dead now, completely replaced by Panville's own Boxfight map that removes all the Clix branding. But as if there wasn't enough Boxfight maps already out there, there is Box PvP created by RJW on November 6, 2019. The map was quite literally just a small box with 16 players, and somehow, someway, it remained the most popular map of the early 2020s according to Fortnite's official creative blog. Finally, is one of the most mysterious maps in Fortnite history, colloquially known as the Arabic FFA map. From what I researched, the map was created on June 9th, 2019 by a creator named ID. Despite being a bare-bones free-for-all map, it was insanely popular back in early 2020, also ranking at the very top of Fortnite's most played maps along with Box PvP. And if you're wondering, the name translates to World War IV, a pretty fitting name for such a hectic map. Subscribe and check out my second channel linked below, or the other videos on your screen now.